This is a special episode about the midnight release of Batman 50. I attended the special event at Ash Avenue Comics in Tempe, Arizona, and it was so much fun. Mitch Gerrards was there. He's got a page in the Batman 50 book. Obviously, he has his Mr. Miracle book coming out right now from Tom King as well. And, you know, he's a friend of the show, and he's super fun to see and hang out with. So that was kind of the reason that I went down there. But the other reason I went down there is I'd been to Ash Avenue 3 or 4 times before, and I just love that shop. They have so much inventory there, especially for a smaller shop, right? And oftentimes when I'm looking for a recently released issue and it's sold out somewhere else, if I can, I'll get down to Ash Avenue, and most likely they'll have it. Tons of art books that are out of print, tons of trade paperbacks, action figures, dollar books, like you name it, they have it. It's a really great shop. So I did not interview Mitch. He had a pretty big line. I did get a really awesome Mr. Miracle sketch from him and chatted with him for a little bit. But as I said, there was a big line, and I didn't want to make it take any longer. But I did get to talk to the owner of the shop, Drew. I also talked to a gentleman named Phil, who drove all the way from Albuquerque to attend the event, which was just amazing. Talk about dedication. And then I talked to a few other people in line as well, just trying to get a feel for what brought them out in the middle of the night to Ash Avenue Comics. Whether it was, were they there for Batman 50? Were they there for Mitch? Was it a combination of two things, maybe a little bit of both? Again, it was a very well-attended event. There was cake that was very delicious. Kudos to Drew and his staff for putting on such a great event. And thanks to Mitch for the awesome sketch. I hope you all enjoy the episode. As always, thanks for listening. And if you are local to the Phoenix area, I really recommend going and checking out Ash Avenue Comics. And if you ever come out here for vacation, whether it's spring training or some other reason, highly recommend going and checking out Ash Avenue Comics.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you from the midnight release party, Ash Avenue Comics. I'm here with owner Drew.
Yes.
Drew, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you bet.
I told you before we started recording, best shop in the Valley, the Phoenix area. I love coming here. You have everything, even things that other larger shops don't have. Is that something you pride yourself on?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I would shop here. If I didn't own it, this is where I would shop. I mean, there's stuff like, I was digging through some, you know, art books and stuff back here. I was like, oh, this is out of print. I was like, should I take this home? And I was like, I got a problem already. I can't take another book home. But yeah, I love it. I mean, it's, you know, this is my, I think, 16th year of being in business. And one of the things that's really great, you know, when you're lucky to have a shop for that long, is you get to really build a nice inventory, and
right,
one that reflects not just your taste, but also your customer's taste, and hopefully aspirationally both you and your customer in the future,
right,
you know, things that you're still gonna, you know, discover and learn to enjoy, and that your customers show you that you didn't know about.
Right.
One of my favorite feelings, you know, doing this. So.
Well, being in business for 16 years, also you've probably built a good community, like a family of you know, regulars, right?
We have a few like little communities. We have like our discussion group community. There's like a storytelling night that happens here, and that's its own group of people. You know, we've got our Wednesday regulars, our Thursday regulars are, you know, and it's great when you see the Wednesday regulars come in who know each other from
right,
shopping here for years. So yeah, it's a really great feeling.
Well, let's talk specifically about the release party.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea you'd have such a big turnout? I mean, there's a lot of people here.
There is a lot of people here. There's still a lot of people outside. I mean, I had a feeling, you know, and once you kind of look out the window and you're like, oh, there's like 15 people, and then you hear that there's a line around the building, and you're like, oh, that's great, you know. And so it's kind of interesting because, you know, Mitch is a great artist, and it's amazing people get the chance to get some sketched artwork from
right,
the gentleman who was in line behind you, I believe, drove here from Albuquerque.
Yep. I spoke to him. He'll be on the same episode. So
that's,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, he's a big, you know, Mitch Gerrards fan, and he was like, yeah, from Albuquerque, no shops in his area were doing midnight releases. Mm-hmm. And so he saw that there were some in Arizona. He's like, okay, well, where am I going to go? And then he saw Mitch tweet.
Yeah.
And that was it. He was here.
No, it's great. You know, Mitch sent me a message and was like, hey, are you doing a midnight release? I was like, yeah. And then I knew where it was going. So I said, do you know an artist that's looking to sign here? He's like, I do. And that was that, you know. We have a fun relationship with Mitch because we discussed Sheriff of Babylon, his kind of maxi series he did with Tom King a couple of years back, and apparently there's a sequel coming at some point. And Mitch was like, hey, I saw you're doing Sheriff of Babylon, you know, and I was like, yeah, we're hyped. You want to come? He's like, I would love to come. And it's even better when you have a creator come in and it's a book that, like, everyone in the discussion group connected with, really liked, had decided to read before we knew Mitch was even interested in coming, you know? So it wasn't as though people were like, oh, we better like this because the artist is going to be here, you know? And so, you know, from there, I think we're going to do a Mr. Miracle one in the fall once the hardcover or the collection comes out. And yeah, it's a great relationship to have with a local artist. And one of the things I always, you know, kind of envious about in other towns, you see like Portland and Baltimore and other places where artists and writers really reach out to local shops, you know, and that is like really the kind of creator Mitch is like, you know, I knew he had a kid, so I didn't want to bug him.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to bug you because I'm going to connect with your shop. And I was like, man, I'm kind of not used to Phoenix, you know? Yep. And so it's a really great feeling to like have that kind of like equal footing with a creator. And especially a creator nominated for like 3 Eisners or something right now. Like, incredible.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met Mitch, just similar. He was doing a signing at another local shop, and it was when Sheriff of Babylon 1 came. We sat there and just talked comics for like an hour. And I'm like, man, this guy's awesome. Then I started running into him at shows all the time. And it's like, here's the thing about Mitch. Incredible creator, very talented, but he's still a comic fan.
Oh, yeah.
So he wants to be involved to talking about the work and talking about, you know, working with Tom King now and always trying to do new things. So, yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, he crushed me earlier. He's like, yeah, I've known how issue 50 did for a while. And I'm like, oh, how do you keep it together, you know? But, yeah, we were having before the doors opened, we were talking about, you know, Donnie Cates and, you know, similarly like to Tom King and some other writers who are really having a moment right now where people are, you know, coming to their work and seeing they're bringing some pretty cool storylines and character development to comics, so.
Well, that's really something you listeners should take note of. I'm always talking about being able to go to conventions and meet these creators. I mean, they're people and fans first. That's probably why they got it. Nobody gets into comics to get rich. Mm. Probably nobody opens a shop to get rich either, right?
Let me know when that works. Yeah. Let me know the secret.
But you do it because you love comics,
I love them. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. And it's like, you know, Tuesday. I know Wednesday is most people's favorite day of the week. Mine is Tuesday because that's when we get to unbox stuff.
Right.
I'm like, ooh, a new Mobius hardcover? Yeah, that's going home with me, you know? So I still get really excited about it, you know? And I, you know, it's been just like an incredible part of my life to have done this, you know, for the last 15 or 16 years.
Now, for me, it's kind of Fridays because that's when I get my preview copies of the digital previews.
Oh, so
that's
nice,
when I get to check stuff out. So,
you beat us by a few days.
I beat you by a few days, but not always because it depends. Sometimes things, they don't want to spoil. They'll be missing pages or certain books they just don't release until day of.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
Anyway, I really appreciate the time, Drew.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I said, I love your shop. If any of our listeners are local in the area, what's the best way to get information about Ash Avenue? Social media?
Yeah, Ash Ave Comics. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where there's, you know, events and our reading group and the storytelling night and all the different things that happen to the shop. Like the signing, for example, are on our website, which is just ashavcomics.com. And or just come by and visit us. Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to give the address?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We are at 806 South Ash Avenue in Tempe, Arizona, right next to ASU in downtown Tempe.
All right, awesome. And I'll put links to all the social media and the website in the show notes. So everybody just go click there. If you're not local and you ever come visit Phoenix, I highly recommend coming in and checking out the stuff Drew has. It's a really great shop. And he's him and his whole staff, very, very friendly. So
thanks
for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. You bet.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm coming to you live from the midnight release for Batman 50 at Ash Avenue Comics, Tempe, Arizona. And I'm here with Phil, who drove all the way from Albuquerque. Okay, first of all, I have to ask, how far is that?
6 hours.
Six-hour
drive. Yeah, I left work early and came here. I got here about 3 hours ago and took a nap and ready to go. Work.
Okay, so what was it that made you decide? I mean, are there no comic shops in New Mexico?
Several comic shops.
Yeah.
I could have waited until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning or later.
Oh, but none of them were doing midnight releases.
None of them were doing midnight releases.
Okay.
And the tipping point for me was when Mitch tweeted that he was going to be out here, and I decided to make the drive.
Yeah, so you're a big fan of Mitch. Have you ever met him before?
Never.
Oh, wow. So it's got to be pretty exciting. So what is it about Mitch's work that you enjoy?
I think that very understated, very genuine, conveys emotion. I think that's something that's rare nowadays. Very solid.
Obviously, been reading Mr. Miracle. Was that, like, where did you discover his art?
Rooftops.
Oh, wow. So you go way back. So you followed him ever since then?
Yes.
So what's your favorite Mitch Garrett's project?
I would say I love the way he draws Batman and Catwoman. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, his splash page in Batman. Wait, have you seen it?
I'm reading it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so there is somebody reading it. Great. Yeah. His splash page is the best splash page in the book, in my opinion. Not that Mitch paid me to say that or anything. Yeah. Lee Bermejo would be my second one, but yeah. So, big comic fan. Been a big comic fan for a long time.
For over 40 years, I've been reading comics.
Over 40 years, wow. Yeah. So you may need to relocate to Phoenix. There's a, you know, this is a great area for comics. Any thoughts of that?
No. My girlfriend's a dentist. She has her own practice there.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Do you get a chance to go to very many shows?
I was in New York Comic Con last year. That was the last show I did.
Yeah. How was that?
It was amazing. I met Tom King.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
you get those two knuckleheads together and it's over for sure.
For true.
And what's really cool is, so it surprises me, you're such a huge fan, you haven't met Mitch before. It's always great when you get a chance to find a creator whose work you love before they blow up and get it, you know, and then, I knew them.
It's super exciting.
So it's good. You're getting in, like, right, well, this guy doesn't even realize how good he is. I'll tell you right now, at WonderCon this last year, he's like, I don't understand, like, I'm nobody, I'm like, you're a superstar, Mitch, you're super, he's like, don't come. Walk by Artist Alley later, he's got a line, the longest line of anybody in Artist Alley.
Nine panel king.
Yeah, exactly. And he's nominated for multiple Eisners this year, which I expect
Ringo's.
Him to win. Yeah, and Ringo's, so, yeah, it's really, really cool. So, well, thanks for talking to me, Phil.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
It was really cool to meet you, and let me ask you, what are you most looking forward to about reading Batman 50? Is it the art? Is it to see what happens? Everything. Do they, don't they?
You know, it's
the experience?
What Tom does is writes extremely well for artists. And I think that just seeing the story progress, that's it.
Yeah.
Just seeing where this is going is so exciting.
Well, you do realize that Tom King just came out the other day and said he's only halfway through. He wants to write 100 issues. I mean, technically, there's 53 issues to go. So I would say to all you listeners out there who maybe are freaking out about Batman 50, spoilers, whatever, the story's not over yet.
Absolutely. It's part of the journey.
That's right. Wow. Awesome, Phil. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, man.
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again from Ash Avenue's midnight release for Batman 50, and I'm here with...
Miguel Torres.
Miguel, so what brings you out late in the night to Ash Avenue?
Mitch Gerards.
Yeah?
I like his... I'm a big fan of his art, and and Batman 50, it's gotten a lot more traction than I thought it would.
Yeah.
It's been, like, on the mainstream news, and but really... his work with Mr. Miracle and Tom King.
So let's say if Mitch Garrett's wasn't here and it was just Batman 50, would you have come?
Probably not, no.
If it was just Mitch here signing late in the night and no Batman 50, you'd have been here.
Yeah, okay. I'd have been here. I mean, as much of a fan I am of the Batman Rebirth series, I think it's great. I think getting a chance to talk to, like, the artist, or at least meet the artist behind, that is a little bit more special than getting first first hands on Batman's wedding.
Yeah, because you could have picked it up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's not too big of a deal. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you live in Tempe? You're close?
No, I'm actually, I drove out from Phoenix.
So, okay, yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm way up by the 101, so I drove quite a ways too. But I've known Mitch for years, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Before. Has he always been an artist, here in Arizona?
Yeah, he lives in Chandler, so he's local, and he's kind of blown up now. And, you know, Mr. Yeah. Miracle, he's nominated for 3 Eisners at San Diego Comic-Con. Yep. And I think fans like you who've discovered his work a little more recently are showing dedication. I mean, I think a lot of these people, I'm going to go talk to some more people online here.
Yeah, definitely.
They're probably, a lot of them are like going to say similar to what you did. So.
No, and I think specifically is because his artwork, at least in Mr. Miracle, and from what I've seen in other stuff, he like does a lot of stuff that is like traditional, like, or inspirational, inspired by traditional stuff, but obviously adds this like graphic design element to it that makes it so kind of unique and fresh. Yeah. And I'm so into that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got some pushback for that. I don't know if you knew, maybe about 2 months ago, some controversy about people saying, I'm spending all this money on this book and, you know, 9 panels on the page and 7 of them look exactly the same, but at least he's trying something different, right?
Yeah, well, and I think from what I've heard or read is that he, like, it's those little kind of tiny details that really matter. And it's like, for someone who's been reading comics a long time, and like, I appreciate a big splash page, but like, being able, like, it's so refreshing to see something where you're searching for the meaning and of a tiny little like shift in a mood or a smile, and that kind of change or that kind of like newness, like it's, I don't know, with comics or with anything, you want to have a contrast.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mitch Gerard provides that like other side of the contrast, where it's like those little moments that like really make a difference, really make an impact for me.
Yeah, and it's also why his collaboration with Tom King works so well. Tom is always trying, every time he writes a story, he's trying to do something different. He's always wants to experiment, and Mitch is willing to take that journey with him, you know, and try new stuff. And I think Mr. Miracle is like a perfect example of that.
Yeah, it's definitely not anything I didn't expect to read another Mr. Miracle like run. I don't know if ever. I really like the New Gods. I read the Bug series with Mike Allred and his brother, and I thought that was really cool and nice take on the New Gods. But Mr. Miracle so far has gone in directions I wouldn't have expected for a character like that.
Now, what made you decide to pick up issue 1? Were you already kind of a New Gods fan at that point, or you just thought, this looks like something different? Was it Tom King's name?
Tom King's name.
Okay.
I had seen Mitch Gerard stuff in Dark Side Wars.
Okay.
And so I thought it was pretty, but I don't know. I think a combination of that, all of that, but definitely the fact that it was a Mr. Miracle, like, standalone series.
Yeah.
You know, like, that seems pretty special.
It doesn't come around all the time.
Yeah, it seemed like it was something that they were going to have a lot of control over because of that, because it wasn't like a big character where, you know, that every little change that this character does affects the rest of the continuity.
Right.
So I love stuff like that, where somebody's given a smaller character and then they can just kind of
do whatever they want.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, this is Jace coming to you live once again from the midnight release party for Batman 50 at Ash Avenue Comics, and I'm here with
Sarah.
Sarah, what brings you out tonight? What, willing to lose sleep over?
I am definitely here to pick up Batman 50 and a signed copy of Batman 50. I think it's super cool that Mitch is here doing signings. I have a copy of Batman 23 that I would also like signed, which is wonderful, and also cake.
Also cake. That's.
I
awesome.
Heard there'd be cake.
There was cake. It was good.
It was great. I had some, yeah.
So let me ask you this. If it was just Batman 50 and Mitch wasn't here, would you still have come?
Maybe. The big difference is the holiday and me having the day off.
Yes.
I've seen many of these and never been able to make it, but today I could, so.
So if it wasn't Batman 50, but just Mitch was here, would that have brought you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was still the holiday week, that makes a big difference. But yeah, I also really wanted this one signed, so yeah.
Also, he's your boy who makes Mr. Miracle.
He also makes Mr. Miracle, so yeah.
Really? You like Mr. Miracle?
Very much.
What is it about Mr. Miracle that you enjoy?
The grounded writing, the art's very good, all that. This run specifically.
Right. So I've actually talked to Mitch when issue 1 came out. He was at another local shop, and
oh, yeah.
We talked about the fact that there's no real definitive series or run for Mr. Miracle? Do you feel like this one will stand the test of time? This will be...
I wouldn't know. Like, I have kind of limited exposure other than this one, but this one's very awesome to me, and I like it a lot. So
what are you looking forward to most about Batman 50? Answering that question, do they, don't they?
Or... Yeah, pretty much. Just hopefully getting that out of the way and moving forward with the story. But also, just it's a culmination. It's very cool.
And that dress.
Yeah, I mean, the female perspective, right? The dress. So, yeah. More a Batman fan or more a Catwoman fan?
Definitely more a Batman fan, but Catwoman doesn't hurt.
How long have you been reading Batman? Just since Tom came on, or were you...
On and off for a very long time before Tom, but Tom, I'm a fan of the writing, so, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, sure.